You find that the, there were different divers in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to punish. First he said Ketz Kolbasa, because every chai was Nishchas. So he says Ketz Kolbasa b'olefanai. Then it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Vina Mashchisam Es Haaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to destroy the ground together with it, which again, because it's a chelik of the Adam, since the machrisha reaches a certain point, it's part of the olam of the person. Finally, when he brought the mabul, it says that vayimach es kol hayikum, that it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped out umachis es kol hayikum ashal sisi. So the lashon kol hayikum means anything in existence. It's not Adam alone. It's not that which comes with Adam, but it's anything that is in the existence itself became wiped out. Yikum is miloshin, like it says, Rashi says later, that's making Adam araglov. Anything that gives something a metzias is called yikum. A person has existence. It's called tikuma. So vayimas kol yikum or machisias kol yikum is that existence itself became wiped out. You have to understand, where's the darga of the mida keneged mida? Says the, as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the chayas with the Adam, we say it's part of the Adam's maisim. As long as he destroys the ground at makom that the chrisha reaches, it's also makom shorar magas. Kol yikum means HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys metzias. As far as the Averis go, why the Averis and Mabel? So the two of them that are mentioned specifically in Rashi are Gezel and Arayis. And Arayis specifically, that everything was brought Shalom Minay. There's another Maimon Chazal in a few places that has a different angle on it. Chazal say, there's a memory that Kolayichis Ama B'yodev is Mevi Mabel Olam. That if a person is Gerim, Hirur, and Bimela, Zarav Atala, is maybe Mabel Olam. So Rashi says, Shebekach Neskalp L'Torah Mabel. Shenema, like it says another place in Chazal, Bereischim, they were over Bereischim, Vinidone Bereischim. So, according to Rashi, in Maim Chazal, in a few places, that Avera was in the Tchum of Zarav Atala, was in the Tchum of Hirurim, and Zarav Atala, Bimela, that's what it nanish for. It's very hard to understand. I mean, Gezel and Arayis are each one a different chumra in a different area. Gezel is a ben adam, chaverik type of kilkol, Arayis. So at least, I mean, there's an understanding that there's a makkah for both of them. It's not a stira. One is the etzem avera. One is the mekatrik. But in the inyan of bereischin kilkol or bereischin idoinu, that keilu that they were. The Avera was the Etzem hero and so on. It's a mirror of Arayis. I mean, we know that the Parsha Chamura Torah of Arayis is Behema, Min Shalei B'minoi. Well, the Parsha of Arayis that's Chamura in the Torah is all the different Arayis that are Maisa Arayis. The other inyanim of Kedusha are tremendous inyanim. It's not Mefurish the Torah. So what does it mean to take the inyanim of the Kilkul of Arayis and to be reminded and to say that we're talking about the inyanim of Zarav Atal and so on. So it's Tov HaZayim HaDershen. Also, there's in the Etzim Inyan of Kedusha, in the Etzim Inyan of in the whole parish of these Surim, there's a very, the way the Torah, the way Chazal bring down the Pasuk in the Torah of the Isser, of the whole parasha. It's in a pasuk that says in Nishmata Mikolwa that it shaloyehara b'yoyim kidei shaloyovel l'tumah b'layim. A person should be zoyer b'yoyim when not to look or to see or to think or not to be mahar about something he's not supposed to, so that it doesn't come to tumah k'rei b'layim. I mean, you don't find gedorim shaloyovel l'day is the madbeyam of hekes for the rabbanans. If you ever find a gemara that says you now do this shaloyovi lahatis, shaloyovi this, shaloyovi that, shaloyovi is behedya Adrabaran Dika Gushpanka. That's the, any time you're doing A so that you don't come to B, that's Rabbanus. The Daraisa asks B, the Daraisa tells me, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Rabbanu make a gather not to get to that. The Kimdumani, it's the only Makram, the Torah, it's the only Avera. What Avera itself is written, the Isser is, here Shalayava the Tumah Balayla. The Peshup Shad is Peshup because the kill calls Taki Dinyani Tumah, but since it's not a, it doesn't have to come a Le Maisa, it could come a Laila. So Mela, if the Torah is asking a Maisa, it could only be the Maisa of a person is himself, Mahar, and so on. Good. That's Kipshuta. But interesting that the Teichen of the Isser is focused on or included in this Tchum of, in the Tchum of the mice and the bring to it, as opposed to the mice itself. I mean, there's no. I mean, the Chazal dash and the Isser itself from Pasuk Novi, from something else. The Pasuk the Raisa deals with the parish of the Yerhurim rather than with the mice itself. And vice versa, that the Teichen of the Avera, or Bichel of the Teichen, lies Adrab, not in the mice of it itself, as so much as in the Tchum of Shli Harbiyah. That's the Nukura I want to talk about. Before we speak about the Etzemi itself as far as this goes, I want to go a little bit into the aside of the whole parasha of this whole Indian of the Inyan Kedusha is a much deeper aside than particularly Arayas and Kedusha. Its Sherish is a much deeper Sherish and comes from a much further place. And that's an akud I want to really be masked, I'm going to be right. There's in the koyches ha-nefesh of a person, the Rambam in Shorei Prakim lists different koyches ha-nefesh that go into a person. Seichel, so on, different in Yonah. There's one koyach that is, it's a koyach that is not seichel. It's called koyach ha-medame. Koyach ha-medame is translated the literal word medame means to compare. Translated in modern Hebrew and colloquially, dimyon we designate as fantasy, imagination. That's really what we describe it. It's not an accurate description of it. Koyach ha-medame, it does include by and large all those activities that we call imagination or that we call fantasy, but the koyach itself is a much deeper sheirish and a very sadistic sheirish. And in this koyach is called koyach ha-medame. Where is the sheirish of koyach ha-medame? What is koyach ha-medame and where is it in the Tzuras Adam? The Barbanel, Marshall learns. I mean, the Barbanel has an arichas on the Indian of the Chet of Deitz Adas, and he says that he describes the Maisa Kipshutoi, and then he says that the Maisa, besides being Kipshutoi with the Nachash and with Adam and so on, and he explains which Koyach the Nachash was in the Priya. He brings different shitas of Rishonim before him, and it's very Ma'ariv Kedarka on the Indian. But he says that if you to talk about koiches, the whole maisa of the Eitz Hadas, besides happening kipshutoi with a bria called Nachash and with Adam, you can, like everything else in the olam cotton of a person, this maisa also took place. All the events that took place bechutz of the Adam have a place in the Adam Atzmi as well. And he says the Nachash is koiach dimyon. And the Adam was koyach sichli, and he describes the klala that was chal and koyach dimyon afterwards, and how it affected vis-a-vis seichel. So koyach dimyon in a person is the real koyach that went from being the strongest koyach. The Gemara says that Shamish Godel, Chaval al Shamish Godel, that Shishiv Sadna, that the Nochesh itself would have been the biggest koyach that the person could have used. That when he became Niskalel, and he was made into a Nochesh. He was made into a Nochesh as we have it. So if you to look at Koyach Adam, the koyach of Dimyon was meant to be the biggest koyach of koyach Adam, and the koyach, and when it became Ismayit, it became the koyach klala, became the koyach of that's mikulal and nashal Adam. And it's like to understand what is that koyach, and where is the side of the koyach, where is the sheirish of the koyach of dimyon in a person? What is the koyach of dimyon in a way that's both the sheirish? What's the sheirish of toiv that could have been, and the sheirish of toiv that still is to some dagger? And where is the sheirish of kilkul? The tzaddik says a dov niflad moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. The kof hadimyon of kidmuseinu is the sheirish of koyach hadimyon in Adam. And it's a double. I mean, it's a double sheirish in the word. Kidmus, dmus is dimyon. We'll see soon. And the kof hadimyon b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. There's bitzalmeinu and there's kidmuseinu, and in the kaf adimyon of kidmuseinu is the sheirish of koyach adimyon in Adam. In the neiros of lashon kodesh, in the way lashon kodesh is built, you find a lot of the sayis in the bria. There are oisiyos lashon kodesh called oisiyos shimushyos. They are what's called in English prepositions. Words that are adjunct to another word, in, by, under, words that describe a relationship between two things. And those as fit in Lashon Kodesh, those words become part prefixes of the word itself. Li Mitzrayim, Mitzrayma, Mi Mitzrayim, and so on. The Lashonis of Chibur, that is mechaber one thing to another thing, where something is a fixed position and something varies, you vary it in ways that are that connected to the other word. So the fixed position is the mashal Mitzrayim. I'll just take it because the pasuk uses it. Mitzrayim is the fixed makom. I can be going mi Mitzrayim. I can be going li Mitzrayim. I can be living bi Mitzrayim. Those are descriptions of relationship between me and it that tie one to the other. Those three are very simple physical realities. There's a fourth. The four Isis Shemushas Bachlam Kaf Ki. Like is also one of the Oisi Shimushos, even though it's not really a physical relationship. I mean, it's faket. If I look in at somebody and I see he's doing something that I like the person. The person developed a certain idea, a certain business, or whatever it is, and I decide to imitate it. So be'etzem, I'm being monotic myself from it. And still, this is what I say. A is like B. It's not. I'm not an agent of his. I'm not going to him. I'm not coming from him. Forget. I'm parallel. I don't meet up with him. Because this is one of the oisis shimushis that are part of the word. They link two words together with those four echatimtzes of Bachlam. The reason is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He created Adam in a lot of inyanim that is mechubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's mechubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in oifanim that are direct chibur. A person is, it takes the Torah and he does it. It's a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person looks up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's mechabur himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. A person is mesasik in Torah. All of those inyanim are inyanim of direct chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those are very well understood. There's one more oifen of chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is almost paradoxical. Ma ani, ma hu yochid bal yoinim, af Adam was yochid b'tachtoinim. There was a parallel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Lashon Chazal later, by Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yirei olamis, af tzadikim it says b'yirei olamis. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a p'chin of yesh me'ayin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after a person is also such a b'china. In that b'china, it's the b'china of kidmuseinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense of he doesn't have to draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he creates his own. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beir Lamis, so are Adam Kaviyachal is Beir Lamis also. The Nachash, when he came to Adam, he also used the Kaf Adimyon. Said V'yisem Kelekim Yedei HaTov V'Ra. He took the Kaf Adimyon to a Makom that it wasn't. There was no Makom for Kaf Adimyon in that. Oh, we spoke Elul. And the Mela, that's where the Kilkul was. So the godless of Adam lay in the Kaf Adimyon, and the Kilkul of Adam lay in the Kaf Adimyon. Where is the Kaf Adimyon L'Toiv, and where is the Kaf Adimyon L'Ra? When a person takes a Mishnah Brura, and it does exactly what it says there, Lashon Chazal of Psaki Beyusid Bekuscha. If a person paskins a din like it says over there, if a person paskins like it says over there, so he's mischabot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's taking Torah from Torah and he's applying it all over the world. There is no bria in that. There's no chiddush in that. A person feeds himself. A person takes care of himself. That's all an inyan of keeping what is. There's no inyan of bri in that. There's no inyan of chiddush in that. When a person uses in Yamashal learning a koyach of medame milsa l'milsa, when a person takes Torah to a place it's not, he's moisif on something, he creates something when he's creative, that's where there's a makom of chiddush, that it's a pchina of bayrei lamas. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. In this case, there's no Mishnah Berurah. And using the Inyanim, I say, and it should be like this over here. That Nekuda is a Nekuda of Chiddush, and it's a Nekuda of Bria. And in that moment, at that point, a person is not taking Torah me'ashem. He's not bringing a mincha la'ashem. He's being ki'ashem. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is a nice in Torah, and a person is a nice in Torah. It can move in that it's not the same. It's not the same mamish. But the person himself becomes a mayan of Torah. In physically, everything a person does is a shimur of himself. A person takes what he takes his body. He feeds it, takes care of it, and so on. That's all dealing with what's kayam. There is no element of dimyon in that. The place where a person becomes a beirei, the place where a person is mechadish, is in the tchum of zivuk. And in the tchum of zivuk requires a havana that there's something more than me. Fakir, right now it's just me. Mechateza should be more than me. I mean, you can't say, you'll tell a person he's an achzer because he doesn't bring people to the world to be nana from the world. So say, if they're not there, I can't be misachzer to anybody. It's just me and that's it. To say that, no, there's something more than myself, there's another bria in the world, that's the koyach of zivik of a person. A person is mezavik and brings another bria in the world, that is where, if physically, a person becomes kidmusenu, that he's a bayre lamas, and the person creates, the person brings something new in the world. Understandably, the difference between that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yesh me'ayin, completely, and by us, it's the koyach of creating, the koyach of bria, is not yesh me'ayin, but there's something that's behelam gomer. There's an akuda that's totally, totally behelam. It's a seed, and it completely not shayach to what it will be. And a person's creativity is that he takes and makes something out of it. Same thing as by Torah. If a person says new Torah that has no shaykhs whatsoever to all Torah, so the person is a kaifa. If chidushim means that this shtickel was totally behelim in what was there before, it totally was a seed without any manifestation, we couldn't see it, and the person tapped into the potential and gave it a guf and a neshama and completely fleshed it out. So the koyach hadimyon l'toiv in the bria is that there is hidden things in the bria, nekudas that are zroyim for huge fowls, they're totally behelim. A person with a koyach adimyon, a person walks by a place, somebody who's a very big entrepreneur, walks by an empty lot that everybody thinks is just good for throwing out garbage, and he says, you know, I see the potential here. And where people just see a lot to dump stuff, I see a place to build this and this and this and this. That's koyach hadimyon mitzad the seichel, and that's the koyach, and that's the koyach hadimyon, and then he brings it up the pile into a mitzias. That's true of a person physically in the koyach hazivuk, which is the most physical manifestation of this koyach. A person sees a mitzias where none exists before. And that's why the tchum of koyach hadimyon isn't the tchum hazivuk. In Kishu B'Yudas, like we said over, the mitzias of a person has to be b'dimyon dafka, and he's able to be matzniach, he's able to be to create from something that was almost nothing, to bring out all of it in its fullness. That's in his most physical level. As long, like we said, one qualification, a person cannot be b'yiri yesh me'ayin. And if a person can only bear yesh from something that's in a tremendous hell and a tremendous gneisa, if a person, the kilkul of koyach hadimyon is where a person takes ayin and makes a binyan out of it. Where a person, just like in Torah, chas v'shalom, if a person would darshan his own Torah, not the pshat that he's being moitzi Torah from Torah, he's not being medami milsa, but he's shakur in his own dimyonis, that becomes divrei hevel. In the koyach of zivug and leida, if a person is menatik to koyach hadimyon from tzmicha and zriya, and the koyach hadimyon becomes a doveshel of neatzmoy, then it becomes the hefech gomer of dimyon ikdusha. From the kidmuseinu of b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, that's the spitz of koyach adam, ma kadosh baruch hu be'olamis af tzadikim be'olamis, it becomes the kuf hadimyon of the nachash. Where it becomes taiva, the nochash took in his presentation to Chava, he took ayin. The Eitz Hadas Toiv Ra did not have any potential at that moment. It was not, and he built around it an image of nechmad and taiva and toiv, and so the koyach hadimyon is the etzim, the strongest koyach that a person has. That's like a lekim. The koyach of a yesh me'ayin, every animal follows a certain route. Every animal follows, you know, A to B to C. It's almost like a machine, klapi Adam. Adam has koyach hadimyon, means that there's chiyus, there's chidush, there's bria, and this is where the koyach splits. If the person latches onto the kudus of emes, and he develops them, so those nekudus of emes, is the pshat, that's the koyach hadimyon that makes a person kidmusein, that person's bayer lamas. If a person latches onto nothing and he builds dimyonis, then this becomes yitzhar itself. This is pure nachash. So if all the, let's go back. We spoke about the inyan of this very avera, where the dogish seems to be more on the chana than on the mice itself. It's true, because in the oimik of Ra, the oimik of Ra, in this whole parsha, Arai is the mashal, the mice is the mice also. So if a person is Mahar, he might also come to do a mice Arai. But then the hero is certainly not as bad as the mice Arai itself. Klapi, the mice Avera, if somebody is Mahar to be Baal Yishish Chasram. So the mice Avera is by far more Hamas a mice than the hero, it's Pashit. But in the Olam of Yehurim, the kilkul lies a lot more in the koyach hadimyon shebedava than in the tetzor of it. So the etzem averish lehar b'yoyim kedesh leyovel. But the mokum where the Torah is singled out, the chur mitzor sodom is over here. In the chet hamabul, in its oifen. True, there was a lot of inyanim of arayas and so on, but maisa averus are limited to maisim. You do a maisa, it's a kilkul. There's a kapara, there's a tshuva. B'derech klal, if the more an avera is b'sheirish, the worse it is. When you speak of something that's a practical ma'isa avera, so there's a practical ma'isa tshuva. In olam ma'isa, there's always a makom to do something. If the sheirish is mekolkol at imke shirashay, then there's no makom of tikkun, because the sheirish through and through is rotten. If day amabul was the only time there was a mechia on the bria. It's the word mechia. I mean, there was one other time by Chet Egel, it was threatened. And we'll see in a second what the tzushtel is. In Avodah Zorah, every Avodah Zorah is called zlus, because in both of them, there's an element of latching onto the chitzonius, to a picture of something. And the chitzonius, without a tfisa in the pnimius advarb. Avodah Zorah is grabbing a fantasy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of a lekus itself. Certainly when a person has a lekus, there's Mishkan, there's Kruvim, there's Aron, but that's because it's all a levush of the Shechina, which is not tangible. But when you take those inyanim and you stick with the fantasy of a lekus without the minutik from the lekus itself, it becomes Avodah Zorah. And called inyanim, and this was one of the reasons why there was always hesitation to get involved in schools and kameis, all these inyanim. Because if you menatik, if you mechabur HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see it as the nechash and nechoshes, if nechash and nechoshes is seen as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, matoy v'manoy, the minute it becomes a dov natsmi, that's Avodah Zorah. So in sichlius world, that's one thing. But when you're talking about that's an avera itself on a nafshistical level, is a rayas like that. So the place, all the other avers were avers. The place where the world built a world of sheker. In other words, since the hashchas of the Ramabu, Chazal amadgish that the sheirish of the hashchas lies in the world of hero, in that whole area of dimyon of koyach hadimyon l'ra. So b'meila, the world got wiped off. There is Vayimach Kol HaYikum means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu erased existence, because that existence was a pseudo existence. The whole area of the inyanim of Keri and so on, it says Chazal say that with Nivra, it says Adam Arishon, the whole Tkufa, that he was not Mizdavik with Chava, he was Meilid, Shedim and Ruches and so on. Chazal describes Shedim that they look like people, but they stand on the feet are like Tanagolim. It's the pshat, it's a pseudo-mitzias that has no real basis. Chicken feet are always things that don't have a base. When you say something is shaky, you say in Yiddish, it stands on chicken feet. It has no basis in the mitzias. That's the mitzias of Shedim. A person either, if a person is uses koyach hadimyon and koyach hazivuk l'tzad haketusha, then a person is meiled. A person is meiled real nevroim, and he brought out a koyachis. If a person builds a world of fantasy and a world of make believe, then the pshat is that those are Shedim eruches, all sorts of beings that talk and laugh and scream and make trouble and have no mitzias. That's exactly what the person did. I want to extend it. In other words, the Indian itself is in your chashuv admoida, in your ketusha and so on. It's in your chashuv, but it has in more in the shorish of dimyan. There's more that's it's again a lot of inyanim and a lot more things that we see as heta and faket. In science and again koyach ha-toiv that we have a problem with, and science koyach ha-ra. Anytime a person creates, and Rav Tzadik speaks a lot, if anybody wants to go through Tzidkas HaTzadik in the Reishis, speaks a lot about the Koyach HaDimyon, Dimyon Ra, Dimyon of Toiv, and he says, I mean, the Nekuda basically, he says, a Dimyon Ra is when the Sheker at its Sheirish. Let's take an example. A person is strained, a person is works hard, and he needs to breathe a little bit. Good. So the person takes time off, he goes to play ball, he takes a walk, he schmoozes. Fine, any one of the dvarim atayim, these are dvarim that are atayim, could even be it goes in the get of tzarech adam of mitzvah. None of that area is a problem. But what happens when a person creates a world out of it? The world of sports. The person takes an activity that has zero, it has nothing, and builds on it. builds and reads and looks into it and goes into it, and it's like that's the klala of Koyach HaDimyon. It doesn't reach the daraga of Avera mitzad demais Avera of those inyan. But as far as this Koyach of Hashchasa, this is exact same Koyach Hashchasa. A person watches TV, movies, novels. I'm not talking, forget in a way that it's hetagoma. I'm not talking about Averis in any sense of it. The person is shekeya in a world that's dimyan, with no metzias to it. Once in a while, out of a million times, there's chachma begayim, where a person actually uses koyach hadimyon for a mashal, which is the we'll speak soon. Koyach hadimyon has a tremendous. I mean, all of pnimius atayr is built on koyach hadimyon. But in the koyach ala, a person builds and builds, so a person can sit 6 hours and be kulish a koyach dimyon. Today the word virtual is almost a virtuous world. It's called kula, a world of dinyan. A person who sits 6 hours, 7 hours, 1 hour, and is misasik kol kula in havolim. Let the person ask himself, metzias or no metzias? If the thing has no metzias, then what the person has done now is the chait of. It's the same shorish as that chait. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't answer it? No. But I can tell you that as the Koyach HaNefesh goes, it's a bigger churban, a person's Koyach HaNefesh, than this. Then sometimes it might say Avera. I mean, eating Cholav Akum might be metamtim as a lev, according to, if it's a davar also, in a schoolistic way. Being misasik in Havolim is metamtim as a lev kipshutai. That doesn't need, I don't need Shulchan Aruch to tell me. In Beinayim you see it. Anything, a person, the more a person builds a world, a person takes a drive to relax. Again, where the maisa is seen as a maisa, the person is now, he needs to unwind, he's tired. In any area where there's a direct need and tachlis fit, it's fine. But when a person's kiveya himself, when a person's kiveya himself to that inyan, forget, it becomes an activity. It's who comes and when we go, and the minute it becomes kavua, it stops being a thing I needed, and it starts becoming a world with me'atzmi. Being kiveya self, the Losh Chazal is, a person's kiveya himself a Moshe of Leitzim. A person is kiveya himself at Dvarim B'Teilim. Anytime something starts becoming a world, which kviyas does it, so then it flows, it moves from this world to that world. The world that a person is in is the world that his fantasies at work at. And the minute something crosses over from ad hoc to becoming a mesh of leitzim. A mesh of leitzim means that Litzonis has a certain mitzvah in the world. It's meant to be oikav v'rezorah. It's meant to relieve a person of unbearable tension, of daiga. It's meant to do other things. But when a person makes that koyach into a kviyas, then it becomes churm. That's the shayrish of the churm of koyach hadimyon. That's the bad side of it. On the other half, if a person, he asks somebody, how was Sukkos? You get a blank stare. How should it be? It's gone. That's it. You know, Baruch Hashem, it's over with. It went, it came, and it was gone. I mean, what do you mean, how did it go? What could go about it? It's there, you do it, and you go. You know, it's finished with. Yes, about the kiddush, it might be a little bit. You get a little more response. The tchum of the halacha is seeds. Halachas are seeds. They're all zera. What the olam is that a person is bayrei is the fantasy that a person creates from it. The whole Bar Aveda, the Chassidus Chatzayus, each one had its own tuchin, how it gave. This one was serious, this was long, this one was short, this one was this one, that one. All of those, that's the Aveda. The Aveda is to take it and to let the imagination loose at it. Adirabe, you have a real seed. Hakafis is a real seed. Sukkah is a seed. The shaila is, what do you do with it? How do you build it up? Faket, to take it and to swallow it as it is, it's you missed the boat. So the Kriyach HaDimyon that's Kidmu Seinu, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Bore Olamos, Af Tzadik and Bore Olamos, that area was sterile. No, it's, we did it. Everything is Shlim Zot HaShacharach, everything comes out perfect. No, but where was the chiyus? Where was the anticipation? Where was the daydreaming about it? Where was the thinking about it? At least Bishas Maisa, was there a dimension where your imagination was caught up with it? So on the one, and it's almost this at the price of that. The koyach of dinyan of a person is his chiyus penimis. A person, an Ava Mace is not Meilid, a person who doesn't have a Cheshek, or Chiyus, or Taiva, or Dimyan, is not a person, he's a machine. So Mali, he's Mekayimit, Mali, a machine is Mekayimit. It's the same thing. So on the other hand, if a person takes that Koyach and is on a thing that has no Toichin to it, that's not Emes, then it becomes the exact Hefech. Then it becomes the chum of Hiru Bayim. The person, his fantasy, his imagination, his Hiru is all caught up with a world that's not there. It's nothing. So what are you daydreaming about? You know, it's the same thing. The difference, a person who eats something he likes is one thing. If a person sits all day and dreams about food, we recognize there's a sickness to it. Because most of us don't have such a strong taiva for it that we should daydream about it. But take something else. Take something else that's a stronger taiva. Whatever it is. Even if it's another heter. And the person is asuk in it all day. Isn't it the same like guy sitting and daydreaming about lunch all day? It's the same thing. There is no toichen, and the person is building an armor of shikra all around it. So in the Sherish, Neach was the failure of the first. In other words, the kiyum was nimcha because of this Sherish of Aveira. And b'meilu, when we look back in Koyach Adam, we have to understand that the Koyach Adam that's medamim takarish baruchu, seichel, he's a darga above animals. But animals also have some darga of sichlius. Nefesh Adam has in himself Koyach HaDimyon, which is, it says in the Sfarim that Adam is meloshen Adam le'elyon. That a person is misdame takarish baruchu. A person, the idea that a person could be different than he is. A person is born physical. And a person grows, all his needs are physical, his wants are physical, his desires. And a person says, there's something else that I want to be like. That's Koyach Adam, that's Adam El Elyon. That's fantasy. A person says, there's a world of Ruchnius, there's a Olam of Toiv, and I want to be Doimah to it. That's the Koyach Adimin of Kidmu Seinu. That nothing in the world has that Koyach. And that's where Tzuris Adam has its Tzuris Adam. That Koyach is a Koyach that, on the one hand, a person has to, if a person never has it on Davarim Toivim, then he should know that his asiyas or mitzvahs are lacking the dimension of Adam. If a person never anticipated, a person never was excited, a person never sat down and an idea came to him and he lived in the idea. The person never sat down with a Maim Chazal and something was born from the Maim Chazal. Whether it's an Iyun, whether it's a Hagosha Nafshis, whether it's an understanding of the world. Everything in Torah is sterile. Nothing gave birth to anything. Even if the person knows everything. But did this ever provoke an idea? Was it ever mailed something in the person? If it wasn't mailed anything, so the person is as sterile as Eitz Yavish, and zero. So no kidmu. Where's the kidmu seinu? Where's the Adam Elalion? You're not showing to anything to anything. You're doing what it says, right, per functioning, that's it. Me'idah kisa, the one of the biggest shtar, a person, most everyone has that koyach. The way in which we get rid of it is because we build it in a world of shtusim. And I'm not talking about averis. Fakat, I'm talking about things that ever had to, 10 hours worth, 2 hours worth of movies that are heter gomer, cartoons or shtusim like that. So the person doesn't understand that what he's doing is he's building fantasy and staying in that world. It's a hafkor from the Olam Ruchni, because the Olam Ruchni, you have to struggle to find the nekud of emes. It takes work. You can't just sit back. You have to think about something. You have to be aiming on something and build it in your mind. Here it's very easy come. So any tchum of his askus that becomes a world in itself with its own anhugas, with its own klolim, with its own, you do it whether you have to, you don't have to do it. That whole tchum is in nafshis, it's the biggest hafkor to tzur sadam. Fakat, sometimes if it's an avera, the person is doing something, if he's watching and he shouldn't watch, he has a guilty conscience, and it comes Yom Kippur, he's going to do tshuva on it, because he knows it's an avera, he shouldn't have seen this, it's wrong to see it. Again, there's tshuva for that. But when a person is shakua, his whole nefesh, the koyach hadinyan of the nefesh is building castles of shav and sheker. So I don't know, but a person doesn't understand what he's missing, that there's no chiyus and no taiva and no tainug and no binyan in his olam of ruchnius, and the person's building his three quarters of his mind for three quarters of his life is also in building binyanim of heaven. So the biggest struggle in a person is in the koyach ha-dimyon from both extremes. On the one hand, to stay away from dimyon that is so easy and accessible, and it's kol kulei shav and kol kulei hevel, and meidach gisa, to use that koyach of dimyon in kodesh, that a person should, you have to work hard because it's coupled with seichel. Since it's not a fantasy that anything goes, you have to look at a maimah chazal, think about it, and then let your imagination go, and then see where it comes from. A person has to look around him and see a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and then let his imagination go. A person has to learn and harav on his sugya, know the inyanim, and then let his dimyan go in understanding the Demir Milsa. It's much harder, but the first time that a person has of something that's not mechanical, the first time that a person gets in something that has the chiyus and the tainug of bria is in these inyanim. And the first time a person will be toim such a tainug, then muftichani that person will never be able to do a mitzvah dryly without feeling that he missed out that chiyus and that tainug.